You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Since the president called off coronavirus relief negotiations abruptly between his administration and Democrats in a tweet last week, the White House has been, well, trying to negotiate coronavirus relief. The latest is a $1.8 trillion proposal, and neither Democrats nor the president's own party are happy with it. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova. Well, will you tell us why are both sides of the aisle unhappy with the president's $1.8 trillion proposal?
Right. That offer came Friday, Sabri, and by the weekend, it was clear it was just not going anywhere. Some Republicans say it simply is too expensive. And we've heard that before, that the Republican votes are just not there in the Senate for a broader pandemic relief package. Some senators have called for more targeted aid. Democrats say they're unhappy with how the White House wants to allocate money. For example, they don't believe there's enough being proposed for testing and contact tracing.
Okay, so and now there is another proposal. The White House wants something much smaller, just $130 billion. What are the specifics of that?
So that would be kind of in the meantime thing. That money comes from unused funds in the lapsed Paycheck Protection Program. That was the small business aid to keep workers employed. The White House wants Congress to repurpose that money now, but it didn't specify how it wants the money spent. Anyway, it may be a non-starter. Democrats have previously rejected taking a piecemeal approach, and the White House says it will continue to seek a broader deal.
So where are we going from here? What might that deal look like?
Well, it's interesting because White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CNN over the weekend that they may be poised to go higher than the Democrats' last offer. And remember, the Democrats came down from their initial ask, and the White House and Republicans have been saying for months that the Democrats want too much money. But now that may be changing.
All right. Thanks, Nova. Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.